Now, I've held you in suspense. What do you get when you cross a praying mantis and a termite? An insect that says grace before it eats you out of house and home. I told Sten, I had to keep you in suspense because I can't tell a joke, save my life. You already know that. So, but I saw that today. And the only reason it's funny to me is I'm having to replace part of the front railing on our house, on the porch. And it wasn't good material. It's been there a lot of years, but the top rail just disintegrated. And so I'm replacing as I go to do that. You know, I have those big white posts on the front. Well, they're not solid, and they're not all one piece of wood. They're made out of those finger groove pieces that they make into boards and then rounded and put that in there. So some of them were bad, and Michael cut some boards for me, and I had to replace something on the post so I could put the new railing up. And the new railing I put up will not be wood. Okay, but I had to think about it because the wood was dry rotted, and I went to pull one piece out, and a big carpenter ant came out. So I'm going to be talking to my neighbor, Amity Pest Control. Okay, open your Bibles to Psalm 89. Psalm 89. We'll be continuing this message for a few weeks. This is, what do people who want to be blessed know? We're going to look at things that people who want to be blessed, what they know. Okay, so Psalm 89, starting at verse 15. What do people who want to be blessed know? Psalm 89, in verse 15 says, blessed is the people who know, or blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. And when I read that, and it said that horn, it said, I was at a meeting in Albany with the pastors, this is several years back, with the New Yorkers Constitutional Freedoms, and a pastor who was also a senator from, or not senator, yeah, state senator from New York City. He wasn't a Baptist. He was Pentecostal, but he, very interesting man. He had an inner city church, and he came in with a whole group because we were trying to draw attention of all the political people in Albany, and he comes in with a group, and he's got a guy who's blowing a shofar. Okay, if you don't know what that is, that's that horn made out of a ram's horn. And it rang through the whole, if anybody's ever been there, when you come into the egg in the building there, all the way down the aisles and all over the place, and everybody turned around. And then they started singing about Jesus Christ. Okay, so that image came to my mind when I read this passage. Okay, you know what the first thing that someone who wants to be blessed knows? They know the joyful sound. They know the joyful sound. Say, what do you mean? We don't sorrow as others who have no hope. Now, Shannon tonight's going to be hurting. The family's hurting. A grandma's gone. A mom is gone. A wife is gone. A sister is gone. But she knew Jesus Christ is her Savior. She has been suffering and hurting and going through a lot for a long time now. Now, her warfare has ended. And you couldn't give her anything to bring her back. Because she knows the joyful sound. Turn to Leviticus 23. We'll just look at a few verses tonight. I want you to think about this. Leviticus 23, You'll get to where I'm at in a minute when we get going on the verses. You'll understand. Leviticus 23 and verse 23, and it says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, ye shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing what? Of trumpets and holy convocation." Now I'll turn to Leviticus 25. Leviticus 25. See, it's a memorial of trumpets. They're blowing them. It's in the seventh month. Okay? There's something about sevens in your Bible. Don't ever forget that. Seven is the number of perfection. Eight is the number of a new beginning. Okay, you got what? Seven basic notes, and when you go to the next one, the eighth note is just a higher octave. Nine is the number of fruit. Okay, there's different Bible numerology. The numbers represent certain things, but it says here in chapter 25, verse 1, "And the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye are come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard." It was the way that they gave the land rest. Now they do crop rotation. They put something in, they take out, and they don't give it a rest. And you know what? The food is not as good as it used to be. Okay? "But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord, and thou shalt neither sow nor thy field nor prune thy vineyard. That which groweth of it is of its own accord, and of thy harvest thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vine undressed, for it is a year of rest unto the land. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee and for thy servant and for thy maid and for thy hired servant and for thy stranger that sojourn with thee, and for thy cattle and for the beasts that are in thy land and all the increase thereof be meat." You see where he's going with it? "And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and a space of 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto you 49 years. Then thou shalt cause a trumpet of the jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the day of atonement, shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family." If they had sold themselves into servitude, they were released in the jubilee year. "A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, neither gather of the grapes in it of thy vineyard undressed. For it is a jubilee, it shall be holy unto you, and ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this jubilee, ye shall return every man unto his possession. And if thou sell aught unto thy neighbor, or buyest aught of thy neighbor's hand, ye shall not oppress one another. According to the number of years after the jubilee, thou shalt buy of thy neighbor, and according unto the number of years of the fruits shall he sell unto thee. According to the multitude of years, thou shalt increase the price thereof. According to the fewness of years, thou shalt diminish the price thereof. For according to the number of years of the fruit doth he sell unto thee. Ye shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear thy God, for I am the Lord thy" what? So you see, it's the seventh month. You got the seventh year of rest. Then you got 7 times 7, 49 years. The 50th year is a jubilee. It's a time of the sounding of the trumpet, of liberty being proclaimed. And that which was in servitude, or that which is, you know, they didn't sell their land and turn it over. It's like leasing it out for the length of time that they had, and it returned unto them. Their possession became theirs again, so it stayed in their tribal families. You say, why is this important? Because they wanted to be blessed. They had to obey what God said. Do you understand the years that Israel went into captivity? was God getting back his Sabbaths of rest. They forgot to sound, they forgot to remember, they forgot to rejoice, they forgot to see how God had provided for them. And they turned to other things. And they depended on the blessings instead of the blesser. And that's what caused Israel. What caused Israel to go into captivity? How many years in captivity? 70 years. That's how many Sabbaths they owed God, because they didn't know the joyful sound of Him in their lives, and Him being their God, and Him being the one that they would follow. Turn to Numbers chapter 10. So how does this affect us? What sort of things are written aforetime are written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Pastor Christian told me a long time ago, when I was a senior pastor, I had a hard time taking vacations. You can ask my wife and my family. I sent them away many times. I didn't go. Sometimes you thought maybe I was on a vacation. It was one of the 27 surgeries that I've had since I became the pastor. Okay? But the thing is, you know what Pastor Christian told me? You know what I've encouraged Pastor Kenny to know? Come apart before you fall apart. The one thing I wished I'd done is taking more family vacations. Everyone knows what it's like to be the pastor until they become the pastor. Okay, everybody has an idea on that. That's not a put down. But I want you to know the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. But there needs to be that time so that they can remember, they can hear the joyful sound. Okay, Numbers chapter 10. Let me see here. Numbers 10 and verse 10. Also in the day of your gladness and in your solemn days and in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow with trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be unto you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. It's a day of gladness. Every morning, she and I pray and thank God for the new day together. Because according to them, about 3 months ago, she wouldn't be here. So every day is a day of gladness. We thank God for that. And we covenant afresh with Him. Say, Lord, give us a divine appointment. Give us someone to tell about the Savior. Give us someone to brag on about your divine healing. Whether we live, whether we die, we are yours. Without you, we can do nothing. With you, we're more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. You know what it's done? It's made prayer more real to us. You know what we pray for? Lord, help us to hear the sound of the trumpet, the voice of the archangel, and the shout of God, so that we can go together. But your will be done. Because we have to make sure that we praise and honor and glorify the blesser, not the blessing. Until something's taken from you, you don't know its value. And people will major on, okay, I want better for my family. They want more things for their family. They want this for their family. They want them to have more than what they had. And the things will mean nothing. It's the relationship. First with your Savior and your God. And then husband and wife above children. And then parents with children. And then friends and co-workers, church family. We need to hear the joyful sound. Debbie and Judy were out. Jeff and Debbie were with us. We took them out to eat. Okay, we fed them once at the house. They came primarily because Pastor Kenny's been talking to them a lot, but they wanted to see us. They're close friends. Debbie considers Judy a sister in many ways. Okay? And so they're going out and stuff, and they heard us. They said, we're looking for a divine appointment. And just as the waitress comes up as we're taking them out, and I'm going to ask her a question, Judy goes, honey, we pray for divine appointments. And she goes, is there something we can pray for you? Because my husband and I, our friends here, we're saved people. We're born again Christians. And we don't know what's going on in your life, but we'd like to pray for you. Is there something we can pray for you for? Do you know what opens the door so many times? Some of the names. Judy's got a book with more names than the ones I gave you tonight. And I say that for this reason. Liberty is proclaimed. You're told in Galatians chapter 5, stand fast in the liberty, verse 1, wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Don't go back to the servitude because you've been blessed to be freed by the only one who could free you. And then verse 13, it says, and brethren, you've been called unto liberty, only use not your liberty as an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. It's a day of gladness. The trumpet is the sound of memorial. It's to bring back to remembrance. When you rehearse what God has done for you on a daily basis, you know what you do? You don't forget it. You don't forget it. And you realize who He is in your life, and you become more dependent on Him. And then you know what you find out? I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You still with me? So it's, they know the joyful sound. Do you joy in your relationship with your Savior? Do you joy in your relationship with your spouse? Do you joy in your relationship with your children? Do you joy in relationship with your parents? Do you joy in the friendships of your church family? Do you know the joyful sound? Howard Bacon, he said it for years. I've known how Howard and Linda and Judy and I were some of the originals along with Cheryl. Okay? I think we were counting, there's 7 original people left who started this church. I think there's 7 of us, original ones who started. Cheryl is a 12-year-old girl, and she's the baby of the family. Okay? Howard has said through the years, you know who he's camping with? His pastor. Do you understand that? He's nuts. Okay? But you know what Howard has said through the years? He says, Bryant, we have more family inside the walls of that building, and I'm closer to that family than I am to my fleshly family. Because I know when I can turn to them, they'll be there for me. I can't say that. And Howard's lived his life that way. He wants to be a friend to you, and he will be a friend to you. To me. Now he's my son who's moved back to here. My son's friend. Howard's thrown me aside. Okay. No, you know what I'm saying? It's a church family. Do you hear the joyful sound? Don't get caught up in the things of the world because you know what they will do? The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Don't wait for someone to reach to you. Reach to them. He that would have friends must show himself friendly. You still with me? Have you heard the joyful sound? Is the trumpet sounding? Turn to Psalm 98. Psalm 98. Sing unto the Lord a new song. You notice something, how that when you know the joyful sound, you know what it does? Okay. I'm going to come back to Psalm 98, but let me see. This is just in my head right now, and I can't let it go through my head. So I got to come to it. Okay. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making what? Melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Who's at the right hand of the Father? Who's the holy arm? Jesus Christ, okay? The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and with the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of cornet. Make joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, and let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. Okay? Gladness, joy. And I'm not talking about a false joy. Do you ever see that? You see somebody and they're just trying to, they want to impress somebody. So it's like, oh, I'm so happy in Jesus. It never rains on my house. My car never breaks down. My wife and I never have harsh words. Ever, do we, Jude? There's never a problem. It's sunshine and daisies all day long. That's not talking about. That's not real. Be real, but be of good cheer. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. You know what that makes us? Overcomers, more than conquerors through him that loved us. All right? That verse 6 of Psalm 98, with trumpets and a sound of the cornet, make joyful noise before the Lord the King. You know what, people, they like coming to our church. At times, we're not a big church. We're big compared to some of the other Baptist churches because they're small. All right? We're not big. But we're healthy. And they see people playing instruments in front of the church. We have woodwinds. We have, what's the piece in a trumpet? Brass. We have stringed instruments. Okay, I don't know. Someday I hope we have somebody who can play a sack butt. I don't know what that is. It's trombone? Oh, we have a sack butt. We're just being biblical. Do you understand that? If you can play an instrument, talk to the head of the music ministry. We'd like you to play. If you don't play well, just don't play loud. But make a joyful sound. We know the joyful sound. Okay, turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. People who want to be blessed know the joyful sound. First Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Look at verse 19. What is our hope or joy or crown of what? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ when? For ye are our glory and our joy. Joy in others who've come to Christ. Joy in being used of God to be an instrument to help that person come to Christ. We don't save them, He saves them. On some have compassion, making a difference. Others hating even the garment spotted with the flesh, by the flesh. You want hope and joy and rejoicing? I'm praying, we pray every morning for my brother to get saved. The last of my siblings who hasn't made a profession of faith in Christ. I talked to him just the other day about it again. He sent me a text this afternoon. Michael's helped him do something that he wanted done, and he's coming out to my house on Friday. I got to work around that when he comes, okay, because he's picking up what was gotten for him. And he'll hear it again. When I called him to ask him if he wanted that, I took the time then to say, Johnny, I left you a book on salvation. Have you read it? No, I haven't, Bryant. I said, I want to know that you're going to be in heaven one day. You know I did Dad's funeral. That's where our dad is. That's where our mom is. That's where our sister Mary is. Okay? 8 children, 7 of us still alive. He's the only one. Held in the bonds of a religion and not in the liberty of knowing the joyful sound. So we pray for him every morning. Every morning. Why? Because I want God, and Judy wants God to know that his soul, and we know it's important to him, for God is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but longsuffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Over and over and over again, you want to know who God wants to see saved? All. Okay? So we pray for the blinders to be taken off his eyes. We pray for another opportunity to tell him one more time. Not I've told him once, I've done my duty, I don't need to say it again. If he goes to hell, it's his fault. I want him to know the joyful sound. What is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Can you imagine what it's going to be like when you had part and you witnessed to somebody and they get saved? Maybe you're not the one to let them into prayer, but you planted the seed, because some plant, some water, and God grants the increase. And they're going to be in glory. There's going to be what? It says there's joy in heaven over what? One sinner that repenteth. Joy in heaven. Joy in your heart? Do you know the joyful sound? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing. Verse 13. It's talking about the rapture, which is coming under attack by idiots on YouTube today and in pulpits, trying to deny the doctrine of the rapture. It's not a Bible word. No, it's a catching away. They try to say it was brought in by Darby. No, the writings show that that was believed by the earliest part of the church, that God's going to take his own away before the judgment comes. Ready? But I would not have you to be ignorant. What is ignorant? You don't know. It didn't say that they're not able to know. It's that they don't know. I would not have you to be unknowing. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have what? For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with what? You notice how that trumpet keeps coming up when it's rejoicing time? With the voice of the shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive shall and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with who? Wherefore, what? Comfort one another with these words. You need to be talking about His coming. You're going up. You're not going down. I've had it demonstrated dealing with a person. I told you the story of my uncle. I led to the Lord on his deathbed, 95 years of age. He could see the devils of hell, and he said, I'm afraid, and I don't want to go with them. And they tell me I've got to go with them. Brian, I don't know what to do. And I said, but Aunt Helen's in heaven, because I know she is. But they're telling me I can't go. I'm going to go down. I don't want to. And he wouldn't let go and die because he's afraid of dying. And he says, can't you see them? They're right here. And they're telling me that I have to go with them. And finally, when he figures it out, and I take the sacred prayer heart of sacred heart, the sacred prayer of the heart of Jesus off his wall and put scripture with it. Because that's just a prayer the Catholics have, that they say the words and don't even understand the meaning behind it. And I put scripture with every one of those and then looked at him and I said, you don't have to. You've loved Jesus, but you don't know Jesus. You need to trust him alone, not the church, not your good works, not what you gave. You need to trust in him alone to save you and take you to heaven when you die. And if you can pray right now in the best way you know how and ask Jesus to save you, he will not turn you away and he'll take you to heaven when you die. And he prays in French because he could say the Mass in French, Latin, and English, the whole Mass. And he prays in French and a light bulb in the room got bright. I'm not making that up. My sister saw it. It helped her come to Christ afterwards. Why would that happen? And he looks at me at 4 o'clock in the morning and said, I'm okay. They're gone. He stopped breathing within a half hour. You know what he heard? The joyful sound. At the moment, 95 years caught in a religion with no hope and without God in his life. He trusted him at the last. Before that, he hated me. Cut me out of his will, and he was rich. Gave to everybody else but me. I got the most important thing. I got the greatest value. Besides that, my sisters love me, and so they looked at what everybody else is getting, and they took it out of some of what they were getting and gave it to me. Because they know he would have wanted it now. But that means nothing, because what will a man give in exchange for his soul? If you know the joyful sound, we need to be telling others that there is a joyful sound. And it's a day of jubilee and of liberty for all who believe. All God's people said, amen. Good night and God bless.